Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast.
My ears.
My name is Chris. And welcome back. Welcome to the new year. We don't have any eardrums left. Thank you for joining me. I don't have headphones. These are purely for show. Thank you for joining me in episode 71 of the POWcast, where I am joined by my very best friend in the whole wide world.
I gotta take mine off too.
It just kicks in.
So crackly.
I'm so sorry. I've wrecked the box. I'm so sorry. I've wrecked the box.
This is what it sounded like to me.
Thank you for joining me on what is episode 71 of the podcast, where I'm joined by my very best friend in the whole wide world, James D. Downey.
Are we running with this?
100%. What you can't see, that little black box on the table over there, if you're watching the video version, is the little headphone thermometer.
That's what we use in the event that the studio crashes, and they need to find out what happened.
Yeah, the black box. What speed were they doing?
Yeah, in knots.
Yeah, in we're moving in knots. Yeah, soon enough you'll see like fucking Australia just come around behind us. You'll see the curvature of the earth through that window, I swear to God. I dropped that box from like a height and that's broke. My headphones at the minute are just not working. There's nothing. I might as well just do this.
Mine are working in overdrive.
But thank you. Welcome back. Welcome to the new year. Happy new year to all. And welcome to episode 70 of the podcast. It is Thursday, the 10th of January. We have taken about 3 weeks off from the podcast. And it feels good to be back, Dee. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Chris.
You're most welcome. What am I going to say? Like, what would you ever say to that? I'm not too pleased about being here, Chris. But, you know, you welcome me in. I do my best. It's a mizzly evening. We're back to the dark. Shitty evenings.
Winter days.
Yeah.
You think it's going to snow, Chris?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
I've been waiting for the snow.
I know. It's okay.
We're drinking a new drink today.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by White's Premium Raspberry Lemonade, as it should be. Made by Ralph White.
Ralph White. I have an issue with it being called Raspberry Lemonade, because unless it's a mixture of raspberries and lemonade.
Yep. I'll tell you what, while you enjoy yourself a raspberry lemonade, I'm going to tell you what happened on this day in 1863. The first stretch of London Underground opens to the public.
1863.
That's mad. Yeah, that was 10th of January, 1863. I also have a feast of fossorial beasts. So I take it these are things that... What the hell is a... animals that burrow underground. That's what a fossorial beast is.
Like a fox or a badger?
That is two on this. Well done. Aardvarks, ants, armadillos, meerkats, kangaroos, sea cucumbers bury underground. Did you know that?
I didn't know kangaroos buried underground.
I didn't know tarantulas did.
Tarantulas I can get. They're spiders.
Yeah, but I didn't know they buried underground. I thought that was like a trapdoor spider. You know that thing? Hamsters, woodchucks, river otters, sand dollars, pupfish, prairie dogs, mongooses, not mongeese.
No.
Yeah.
Mongooses.
Meerkats.
Mongoosei?
Chipmunks. Chipmunks do it.
What's the difference between... prairie dogs and meerkats?
I think I might be able to answer this using this. Well, prairie dogs aren't really a dog at all.
No. But meerkats aren't really cats, Chris.
Well, that's very true.
So what's your point?
I don't know.
There you go. Can't prove it. You can't prove it. It's a conspiracy. It should go in our next conspiracy episode. I'm going to speak to you about how prairie dogs and meerkats are the same animal. It's just like how...
The same thing?
The same thing. It's just called different things in different parts of the world. That's the only difference.
I hate when places do that.
That's probably not the case, by the way. But good. Whatever.
I hate when places do that. Just call it different things, you know? Like tomato, tomato.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Potato, tomato.
Maryland, Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a
shit.
Maryland.
Maryland?
We're just wrong.
I'm going to Maryland.
Some Maryland biscuits.
I don't. Like a Snickers. It's a fucking Snickers bar. It's even advertised as Snickers. Why would you ever say Snickers?
I still call it Marathon.
You're old school, yeah. That's why.
I don't think I was even born when it was still called Marathon.
Neither was I. So that's your listy.
What's my list?
I give it to you. Animals that bury underground.
Phosphorus animals.
Animals that bury underground. I probably should give you a better list, shouldn't I?
No, because that was good. I like that.
You'll
one.
Never remember that.
Marmadukes and prairie animals.
Mongooses, not mongeese.
Do you know what's... Is it platypuses or platypi?
Oh, wait, hang on a second. Are they extinct? No.
Platypuses?
Yeah.
No.
No, they're very much real.
Very much real.
Okay.
Too real for me.
Haunt
my dreams.
Wow, okay. Okay, what about them?
That was it.
Oh, okay. Do I know of them?
They're called platypuses, not platypi.
I think cacti. The platypus was brought to like brought to like a worldwide audience whenever Pringles Dippers, do you remember those? Advertised.
Because the beak.
And the advertisement was like three guys in like an aquarium, sorry, two guys and a girl. One guy was probably also black because it was around the time that PC was coming into effect.
Yeah, you got to have the full ethnic representation.
They were standing in like an aquarium, they're watching the platypus, and the platypus kept like diving down and picking up stones with like his beak. And this guy opened the top of Pringles. I don't know why he had them in the aquarium, but he also had that and maybe some dip, and they all were like dipping.
It was the dip, Chris.
Do you remember that? Do you remember
it's perfectly designed to scoop.
I wonder if anybody remembers that. Well, it's there. You can watch it. YouTube probably hasn't. YouTube has a lot of stuff. I don't think I need it. I can hear me in your headphones.
I know, it's so crazy,
it's
right?
It's weird. Yeah, mine just aren't working. The box is broken. Need to buy a new box. The year has started dreadfully for me. Such a bad year.
January has not been kind to me.
Before we discuss what we get up to at Christmas, we're going to keep to our regular format, I think. Which means,
of course,
if you have any news, Dee, I would love to hear it because I have very little news. Let me just check these here.
I have two brief enough pieces of news actually for you, Chris.
Okay.
The first one of which is to do with Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite.
Yes.
So basically everybody's heard about Fortnite at this point. It's taken the world by storm. But did you know how much money they made last year, Chris?
No.
It's an astounding figure.
Like 4 billion.
3 billion.
Jesus Christ. I thought I was being like really, really obtuse with that.
No, you're actually being acute. 3 billion profit, which is different than just like making 3 billion. It means out of everything they spent this year, they made 3 billion more than that.
That's nuts. I wonder what they would have spent. Do you have their spending?
I don't. But I do know that they have basically beaten what PlayStation made this year.
So Epic Games have beat what PlayStation made. Yeah. Wow, that's nuts.
Sony expect nearly 3 billion out of the entirety of their PlayStation platform this year.
Holy
Epic Games got that out of Fortnite.
They have done an incredible job with that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well done. Take a bow.
Especially when you think that Fortnite was like a field game and then they added Battle Royale.
And
kaboom.
Yeah, Battle Royale just took off this year. It did. Last year.
Oh, that's right. We're in a new year. Yeah, it's so weird to think about that.
4 billion. I don't even know what I'd do with 4 billion.
3 billion, bro.
3 billion profit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I get it now. My guess was 4 billion.
Who do you go? Actually, funny enough, Jeff Bezos. That's not a piece of news. You know Jeff Bezos?
No.
Or Bezos, whatever you want to call him.
Who is Jeff Bezos?
He's the owner of Amazon.
Oh yeah, he's worth something crazy, though.
He's like the richest man on the planet.
Yep.
Well, I think he's worth like $100 billion.
Billion.
And he recently got divorced, or they're getting a divorce with his wife.
How
and
much?
It's like, I don't know.
Is it half? Is prenups, like, is it not half? No.
Well, if you have a prenup, then like it could be like nothing, but I'd say she's going to get a decent amount. But it was like, even if she got half and he kept his half, they would still both be in the top 5 wealthiest people in the world.
That's a cushy life to lead.
You know what? I like having a bit of security.
Yeah. No. Even if we divorce, I'll still be in the top 5 in the world. That's... Like, he will never need or want or just anything ever again.
No.
What age is the man? 50?
No, he's younger than
40?
Could be younger than that, yeah. 30? Amazon's not that old, like.
No. It was set up in a garage, too.
What? All the good things about Chris. As you can see from...
As you can see from this.
We started in a garage.
From this. We started in the garage.
But look where we are now.
You know?
We're in a loft.
We just moved upstairs. We're moving up.
We're in the loft.
This
the
is
very
it.
Same garage.
We're living the dream.
The dream, baby.
Did you hear actually of the local-ish couple that won the Euro Millions?
Obviously I did, heard. Yeah. Were they from Moira or somewhere?
Not fucking.
What was it, like 100
something
million?
150 million.
150 million, like. I think they're fools for making coming out saying that.
What?
Saying that they won, that they're the winners.
You would have kept it quiet. I think don't you get less of your earnings for keeping it quiet?
Apparently, yeah.
Some kind of clause in that. Like, but what would less have been, like, what, 120 million, 130 million? Yeah, something like stupid
not,
like that. Like.
It's not going to be worth the amount of people coming over and like, just pestering you for money now. Like.
Yeah, apparently they've said that they're going to do as much good with the money as they can. They're planning to give a lot of it away, a lot of it to, you know, charitable kind of organizations, help a lot of people in need or people who just need help basically with the money, because they never really obviously expected to win it, and now that they have it, you know, which I think is fair enough. I might write to them, see if they'll help me out.
I could do with some dollar bills.
Like, we could do with some startup cash.
If you're just throwing it away, like,
I mean, think about it. Like, if we just sent them a letter and just said, "Is there any chance we could have just thrown it out there 5,000 to get out our studio?"
It's not charity. It's no. an investment opportunity. It's an investment opportunity. You would be buying 4% of the Empty Promise podcast.
Would it be 4%? We could give it.
I personally would value our enterprise. As a around, 2,500 per share. So.
Okay,
they're in thereabouts. I'm not saying that's not.
Okay, let's. But imagine, like that's literally chump change to them. So why would they not? You know what I mean? Is there something against it? Like, would their bank be like, "Hang on a minute, what's going on here?
What is that?"
Like, no. would we be in the media? You know, more so than we already are.
Yeah.
You know, would we be like, you know, on, I don't know, like Facebook or something, like, you know, local guys inherit $5,000 for a studio kit out? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's a really good opportunity for them and us.
I would certainly write in, you know.
Yeah.
I would be an anonymous tipster.
I guess we'd have to obviously shout them out and probably put their name in the footnotes of most shows.
Big props do you know your man and your woman.
I feel really bad. I probably should have wrote this down.
What?
Like their names.
Francis.
Headphones just annoying, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, really bad. Boom, boom, boom. I've wrecked the box.
Francis somebody.
Yeah.
And that's the woman that's called Francis.
Yeah, which is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. I forget what his name is. I read about them a couple of times. Because the whole thing was, it came out that someone from Armagh had won it, and everyone was like, "Do you think we know them?" Mm. Like, no, you don't. Like, let's be real here.
Yeah, Armagh's a big place.
It's not as tiny.
Yeah, 10,000 people, they say.
But, that's why I'd never announced you won that money, because it's like, oh, it's too small of a country. Northern Ireland is just too small. Yeah. Ireland is just too small.
$5,000, I think, would see us a long way here. Now, here's what I'm thinking we could either do with that $5,000. Me and you could either use that $5,000 to fully kit out a studio.
Or,
yeah. There's always
a corporate trip.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. Why don't we fly over to the It's Obvious guys?
Finally, we get to make a podcast.
And we get to do a good podcast.
I mean, you never know, Chris. They could be listening right now. They could be one of our many, many fans.
I hope so. I hope this. Could we start a share campaign or an ad campaign to get it to them?
Yep.
Let them listen to this. Just the first 19 minutes of this is all
we're going to go viral.
Hopefully.
And they're going to hear it.
Like that fucking yodeling kid.
The yodeling kid. But that. Who else was big last year?
Yanni and Laurel. Donald Trump was quite big last year.
Trump was always big. Jesus!
Yeah,
he's big.
That's very true. Yeah,
that's pretty usual.
There's a lot of shit. Tide pods. People eating fucking Tide pods. People eating fucking.
People just being idiots.
Yeah, I swear to God, like the world is thick D nowadays. I don't know. We discussed that in the last podcast. You can check that out. Yeah, that's what our last podcast was. The year of the 20. Yeah, the year review.
That's 71. That makes this part episode 72.
Is it?
Oh
shit. Well, what are you gonna do? What else? You got any more news, or is that us?
I got another piece of news. Okay. I thought I could remember it looking at my phone, but I can't.
We're going to be doing pretty soon. We're going to have to do pretty soon an Oscar special, because the nominations have been announced. We probably could have got those.
Probably could have.
Well, we may as well do a nomination episode.
I do have a Golden Globe winner as my next piece of news. That's
what it is. Hang on. No, I don't know. Go ahead, sir.
And the winner is. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse wins Best Animated Feature.
Oh, delicious.
Which totally deserves, because it's an absolutely brilliant film.
I have yet to see it. I did not go to the cinema at all over Christmas Day, over the Christmas period, over the festive period.
You should have tried it, Chris. You should have went. I haven't been either, but I went to that. So
I haven't watched very little over the festive period. Did I swear you? To God, yeah.
Some, that's weird.
It was just a nice lull.
That's what you want, though.
Yeah.
Just some time to just unwind. We'll talk about that in a bit. But it won... I think it's like only the third time ever that Disney haven't won that animated feature crack. So yeah,
Disney have to up the game in 2019.
Well, I'm telling you,
they actually have a fucking shitstorm coming.
They literally have like all like another Avengers and
another Avengers, Captain the Marvel. Lion King, another Toy Story. Yeah, they're just
they're gonna clean up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's fine. Disney, you're fine. You're fine.
And apparently they're gonna buy Fox, so they're gonna buy. Chicken. Oh, I heard the other day.
What's that?
Remember we talked about this like at nearly the start when we started doing these podcasts. They're still rumbling about
Disney Apple.
Yeah, buying Disney.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's still ongoing. Yeah, it's still going. Crazy.
I hope that doesn't happen, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see it. I can see it being beneficial both ways. I don't like Apple either, but I could see it being beneficial both ways.
Yeah. But I don't like the idea of only getting, like...
Oh, yeah. Like
all these Disney things on Apple on my TV iPhone and shit like that.
Mickey Mouse iPhone, so...
Pretty impressive. That could be good.
But although, would that stop Android users from going to Disney parks?
Yeah, you can't go in if you don't have an iPhone.
Can you imagine? It could get to that. Apple are taking over the world. Slowly.
Slowly and surely.
Slowly.
News-wise, I didn't get a whole pile. It's almost been too long. We can't really go over what's happened in the last 3 weeks.
We can't do that to you people listening.
So we're going to let you guys go and look up your own news.
Research the news.
Consider it our gift to you.
Yeah, before we move into our main topic, thank you for finding the Amply Promise podcast. I hope... that we see a lot of new faces and we get a lot of new ears this year, especially if your New Year's resolution is to maybe listen to a podcast. We hope this one finds you well. You can find the video version of the podcast,
thank you.
Over at youtube.com/XiteGaming. That is the umbrella of operations in which we operate under. Or you can find the audio version and take us with you on the go over at SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Apple Podcasts.
Not actually on SoundCloud, Chris.
Oh god, no!
It's a okay. We're on Spotify. We're all on Spotify.
That's what I meant to say. That's the big one I meant to lead with. All right.
It's about to get colorful in this shit.
It's about to get colorful. I'm just gonna bring up my my thing. Bring it up by my topic of conversation because we're keeping it light this week.
It's a new year, Chris. We could have done New Year resolutions. We did not because everyone's already.
Oh god, no!
Theirs.
Yeah, we did resolutions last year.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Oh yeah, right enough. Did you?
No,
no, me either.
I made like some that I wanted to do. I haven't actually started any of them yet. So
any of them you want to talk about or discuss?
No.
Any kind of big ones that are like, oh, cool?
No. I just want to
like
stop.
Travel more. No, it's see the world.
It's the same shit. You know,
do good for charity.
Start eating healthy again.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
that's about it. Start going for more walks and physical activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough.
Not die young. You know, the standard.
The basics, yeah. The not basics. Die this year.
Yeah, yeah. Make it to 2020 is my big resolution for this year.
2020 could be a good year.
It'll be a weird year, Chris. Imagine not having like 2000, whatever, it's no 2020.
Well, some people still call it 2020.
You think some people call it 2020?
I know people will call it.
I don't think we can anymore.
I think that's a good way of keeping the population down, anyone that calls it that.
That's it. Let's
get this sorted.
Yes, you were told.
2021.
It's 2020.
Okay, main topic of this week, and it's a doozy. We are going to talk about survival on a desert island. What we would do, how we would do it, what we would bring, who we would bring, why we would bring, how we would get off. Just the general discussion of how to survive on a desert island.
Yeah. Everyone's had this conversation at one point.
I think so, yeah. What would you take? You know,
yeah,
what
you
would,
only have one thing you can bring with, yeah.
A dinosaur. Me and my T-Rex would run that place.
I mean, who's going to come fuck with you? You got a dinosaur.
Exactly.
Like, think about it. Like.
This is our island. Right.
Oh, that's what I want. That's the type of deserted island I want to be on.
Yeah.
A non-deserted one.
Oh, that'd be
with
pretty
a
cool.
Weird, like 60s fucking research group hanging about.
just loitering.
Yeah. Doing all these weird experiments to create robotic fish and stuff.
The fucking island just hops about through time and space.
Time and space. Yeah.
No one batted eyelid at that show. Well, some people did, but we didn't.
That's interesting.
Also, a hatch. I need to live in a hatch with a disgruntled Scottish man who's been there for quite some time.
I love you, Penny.
I'm here. Also Evangeline Lilly.
We've talked a lot about Lost this evening.
We have.
Off pod and on.
I know. I love Lost.
Getting tempted to watch it again.
Very much so. I love that you wrote to me on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah,
the
of course.
Desmond speech.
I'm going to try and keep doing that. I think I did it last year.
Yeah,
as
you
well.
Did, yeah. Because I knew I'd recognized it before. But you said you'd call and you did. And I was standing in floods of tears reading the message. So thank you for that, Dee.
No problem, Chris.
But getting back to how we would survive, what would you want to bring this conversation up, or how do you want to go about this? Because
hi, Chris. I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
If you had to go to a desert island, what would you bring with you?
What would I bring with me? Well, me personally, I would probably bring a helicopter and fuel.
What about a pilot, lad? Oh, you're a frick, Dee. I feel awful for even doing that, for saying that.
I would probably just use the fuel to set the helicopter on fire and then see the signal smoke and rescue me.
Brilliant.
Thinking outside the perimeters of the island. I don't know, Dee. Like, me being probably, like, the realist that I am. No, not really. I would take probably a knife or some sort of sharp, like a machete. A machete, I think, would go well.
I've heard machete a lot.
Machete, I think, would do it. See, I was thinking machete or axe, but I think I prefer a machete because machete, I think, is a better weapon.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Machete. Funny, I would go axe, personally.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, because you got the heavy end so you can swing in, Chris. You got to think about that, you know?
The tang is the full width of the blade of my machete, though.
It's perfectly balanced.
I would take a machete. So three things, right, just off the top of my head right now. Machete.
Shimete.
Probably some kind of water canister or canteen.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe I can make one of those using my machete.
You could, you know what you could do? You could
hollow out a rock or something.
Yeah, hollow out a rock.
Or a coconut. Or
kill a...
What kind of island is
kill
this?
Kill a turtle, Chris. Is it tropical? I would say it's tropical.
I'm picturing tropical. I'm picturing Indian
Sand
Ocean.
Sand and stuff.
Maldives, butlers. Put your feet up. Fine dining. I'd take a bottle of wine and some candles.
A nice bottle of Chianti.
A machete, I would take. Yeah, probably a canteen. Because I don't
like a canteen, like a food canteen.
Yeah, full canteen. Some fully people, operational chefs.
Yeah.
No, like a water canteen. And probably some fresh socks.
Fresh socks. That would be good for the
boots.
Morale.
I don't want to get trench foot.
True, right enough. Your socks can get ruined if you don't boots.
Yeah, I know. And like, surely you're going to walk a lot, so surely your socks are going to get destroyed.
True.
Maybe,
or
I
you
don't
could
know.
Just, you know, you could just make new socks.
Out of what? Oh, animal skin.
Out of animal skin.
Damn, is there animals on the island?
Well, this is it, you know. I would say there's wild animals here.
Oh.
It's an island. It has an ecosystem, Chris.
Oh, okay. So you've played a lot of The Forest as well lately.
You're getting a lot of inspiration.
I think I was going to say, I think you have a good.
Although, Chris, it's a very, very different island. It's not actually an island. It's actually a peninsula. So, you know, it doesn't exactly transfer perfectly.
An oasis. Maybe a compass?
Nah. I mean, nah. You'd work out north and south pretty easily on an island because you could see, obviously, the sun on the horizon and whatnot.
True. Good chat. Yeah. Well, what three things, Dee, what would you bring?
I'd probably bring an axe, Chris.
Okay, an axe. You're
as previously
axe.
Discussed. Okay. I'd also bring, let me see, a case.
A trunk?
Of books.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you see,
because I'd go with stir crazy sitting on an island.
Yeah, you see, I wasn't thinking about that.
I would bring,
my mental well-being is shot to shit.
I would bring a trunk of boots. Boots? Books.
A trunk
and
of
an additional trunk of boots. No, for my third item, let me see, I want to survive out here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would probably bring like a waterproof tarp. No, I was need tarp, yeah. Chris, out in these.
Oh, good shout.
So I can collect water and I can be shielded from the elements.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to bring a water canteen and have no water. I can drink salt water.
You have to go inland, Chris, and find a stream or a river or something.
I'm thinking now maybe I should have brought a flint.
Oh, yes, fire.
Yeah, because lighting a fire, the Tom Hanks way, Castaway.
The Tom Hanks way.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, shout out to Castaway, by the way. That's where I'm getting a lot of inspiration
from. What a
great
movie. Would you bring a companion, like a Wilson? Or a real life person? A dog?
Are you asking me would I bring a volleyball or would I bring a companion?
You see, if you bring a dog, you have to feed it.
True.
Care for it.
You're just inevitably like, let's be real here. What are you going to do yourself whenever that dog dies?
Oh, God.
Nah, it's too much. It's too much to bear.
Too much, yeah.
Another thing, if you're bringing a person, like, why? What is wrong with you? Why are you bringing another person out to die on an island with you?
I bring a life raft. That's what I bring.
I bring a helicopter.
Yeah, no.
You don't need to bring a raft, because it's very easy to build your own raft.
So we're trying to think, these things that you'd have with you kind of on a flight. I'm assuming that we flew to the island or the flight went down. We're the sole survivor.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
There's bits of wreckage, maybe? Or did we sink in a boat?
Debris. There'll always be debris, Chris.
Good, always debris. I hope there's an engine.
I can fly my way back off this bitch.
Strap it onto my back. So I think, yeah, I didn't think about that. Tarp is a good shout. Tarp's a very good shout. Tarp's always good. Not only do you have shelter, but you also have rainwater collecting abilities.
It's very versatile material.
Very versatile. You can make a flag. The island flag. You don't need shelter.
Yeah, another thing. Very easily flammable, so you can set that up for a signal fire if you wish.
Especially for black smoke.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'd bring a tire and make a swing.
Relax! You're on vacation.
I'm going to go mad. Rope. I like the cord. Oh,
rope is good.
Because you need that straight off the bat.
Well, because you could
make your own.
Make your own rope out of fiber from trees.
This is very Tim Honks. Yeah, I'd be lashing them together.
For sure.
Wow, okay.
And vines and shit like that.
What about a food source?
Do you think you have to hunt?
Yeah, you see.
See, I would probably set up like small traps.
What kind of traps? Would you know in this day and age, like if you went now, would you know how to set up a trap?
Sure.
A snare.
Okay, well, put it this way. Maybe I wouldn't know exactly how to do it, right?
Yeah.
But
We're the
most intelligent species on the planet. I'd work it out.
Yeah, exactly. You get yourself trapped and die in the trap. Yeah.
You just make like a heavy thing. Make a rock or something and like set it up so whenever something runs underneath it gets
crushed. Not catching Roadrunner D. We're trying to survive on an island.
That would work, though. That would work.
I have WikiHow's How to Survive on a Desert Island with pictures. Oh. Like, literally. Stay hydrated. There's a woman kneeling at a cactus. So, fresh water. Find a fresh water source.
Fresh water supply.
It says, obviously, a solar still. That could be good. Although, I've heard solar stills aren't that reliable.
No, and they're not also very inefficient.
Are they?
Yeah. Well, they're not inefficient, but it just takes a long time to get some water.
Collect food from the plants on the island. So, obviously, coconuts. You know, keep getting vitamin C, citrus fruits, things like that to stop scurvy. Or does that
cause scurvy?
I forget.
No, I think it's a lack.
Is it?
Deficiency cause.
I thought they were shipping vitamin C on the Armada and they got scurvy. No. I don't know. Hunt for fresh insects and small animals for food. It says you can sharpen sticks and hunt small reptiles, fish, or birds in the aisle as well.
Fish, yeah. I'd probably set up one of those nets.
Yeah,
out of all the rope I would.
Yeah, out of rope that you've made from the hair on your back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Sparrow.
I would end up cooking like a jellyfish and calling it a delicacy of the island.
At least you get your hydration.
Spear fishing could be fun first 10 minutes,
and then it'll be frustrating for the rest of your
once watched
days.
Bear Grylls. He's such a knob anyway, but I once watched him like spear fishing and. He made it look so easy. He caught like a 40-pounder.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he threw a stick into the water and then fucking whipped out a fucking freshly caught fish.
Like he was diving into like rock pools, basically.
He was probably fucking diving into pools of his own piss, Chris.
Yeah,
probably. Catch fish.
It says test the food you eat for poison. Do you know how you should test food?
My initial reaction is to lick it.
No, close. You should rub it on your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Wait 45 minutes, and if there's no rash or you don't get a rash. You could be dead after 45 minutes, though. So, you know. Beware of fruit that smells like peaches or almonds, as it could be poisonous.
Huh.
I don't know what an almond smells like.
Neither do I. I don't know what a peach smells like,
I'm assuming nut. Nutty?
Nutty, yeah.
Peach.
Almond like, milk? You ever have almond milk?
No. How do they get almond milk?
I don't know.
Squeeze the almonds.
Squeeze the almonds' nipples.
Ration all of your supplies. I mean, these are just basic.
Yeah, they're pretty obvious. Like.
Salvage any tools you can. suitable location on the island. Construct a sturdy shelter. Make a fire. Attend to any wounds immediately. See, I would have thought making fire would have been one of the first things I did. True. Not only for the signal fire to help get me off the island, but also as soon as it comes nighttime, it's going to be cold. So I'm going to want to, you know, be warm, and cozy. So I don't know.
I wonder, like, what is the easiest way to light a fire if you don't have a match? A box of matches.
Probably rubbing
sticks together.
Sticks, dry wood together.
Gnarly.
Here are also 10 must-have items when trapped on a desert island 2019. This is from Skyscanner.
2019.
Yeah, 2019, exactly. So if you get stuck in 2019.
It's updated since last year.
A knife, a fishing net, a giant box of matches. Now, I don't know if that's like a giant box of tiny matches.
A trunk.
Or like one big box with one giant match.
And that's your fire for like the next 3 days.
Fucking flare. A hammock.
I actually read that.
It's a good idea.
Because it keeps you off the ground.
Yeah.
Good. Although I could construct a hammock out of my tarp.
Yeah.
And rope.
Bug spray.
Fair enough.
I'll just fashion that up, will I? Sunblock, which I guess is a good...
You could just smear yourself in fruit.
Fruit, yeah.
Various fruits.
I have to test it anyway for poisonous. So.
Or muck. Muck. That would be a better one.
Muck, fruit. Yeah, perfect. Sand would probably do. An inflatable raft with rose. Well, that's
with rose.
Silly. A flashlight. Tom Hanks had one of those.
A flashlight?
Yep. A spear. A satellite phone.
Okay.
Okay, this is just getting...
How about a fucking GPS signal or system and a helicopter? Mm-hmm. Sky scanner. Get the fuck out of here.
Five surprising items to take with you. A machete. See, a lot of people think pocket knives.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Machete. Either. A hammock. That kind of surprised me when I read it, but now I'm not so surprised. a cell phone, even if you don't have service.
Oh, I read about this, actually, because it'll still be, like, sending signals out.
The phone strobe feature on at night, a couple of hours each day.
Strobe, yeah.
We'll have a fucking banging party on the island. Me and my T-Rex. A signal mirror.
Is that just a mirror, no?
Yeah, a mirror. Yeah,
just flash
it. See, Tom Hanks just happened to crash with a lot of handy stuff, didn't he?
Well, because he was transporting a lot of stuff, so he's going to have a lot of stuff laying about.
There's a lot of flaws in that movie. A family photo. I think that would depress me.
No, that would. I wouldn't like that.
Nah, me either. I'd go mad.
I'd draw a picture of my family.
Yep, like Tom Hanks did.
Oh, yes, we did. I have to see that film again, and soon.
It's a great movie. Then obviously I have some... like Reddit stuff here, but I don't know if I want to go into Reddit.
I have something for you, Chris. I have something for you. If this is all hypothetical and this is all good, all well and good to talk about this, is, you know, what if scenario. If you want to experience it, Chris, there is a service available to you.
What, like get me stuck or something?
You go to www.desertislandsurvival.com.
Oh, wow.
And they ask us, do you want to survive on a tropical desert island? We specialize in marooning people on remote and uninhabited islands. Learn how to survive on our island before you are cast away with limited equipment to live out an adventure of a lifetime.
Could you imagine your luck, right? If somebody bought you that as like a gag present and you went and you survived the course and like 10 years later you end up marooned on an island.
Yeah.
And you're just like, step back, I know what to do here. Like, imagine the luck.
Who's laughing now, Jerry?
Did you ever watch... Where is that, by the way? Where are they located? Do you know?
Don't know.
Wow.
I looked at it and I was like, I'm never going to give these people my money to do this.
No, I could just go to an island.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Bear Grylls, The Island, where people had to survive
on
the island?
No, I didn't actually. Is there any good?
Apart from Bear Grylls, yeah, it's pretty good.
I really went off Bear Grylls.
Oh, a long time ago. We actually just watch him to poke fun at his methods. Because a lot of the shit he does is the most bizarre, stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
Here's a 40-foot cliff. There's a path down about 50 yards, but I'm going to scale this cliff.
Has to scale it, because he could die.
Yeah, he could die. And he doesn't scale it in any fashion. He normally scales halfway down and backflips into a pool of water. So you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's a show-off.
He's a showboating fucking survivalist.
It's like, I might get too dehydrated, so I'm going to lift up this... elephant shit and squeeze the liquid into my mouth.
I know.
You're
why
did you not just like look for more water?
He also slept inside a camel's carcass to keep warm in the desert. Now, part of me wants to know just what that experience is like. Just is it like?
Well, Chris, www.sleepinacamel.com can provide you that.
It's going to be warm, I know, but I don't know.
It's going to be warmer, but like surely that's going to cool down fast. Like.
Yeah.
Ugh. That damn thing doesn't stay warm for long.
No.
Is it?
No. I suppose it's better than probably sleeping in the sand.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be better. Like,
no scorpions and shit, but I don't know. Reddit answers to three things to bring to a desert island. A helicopter pilot, something to read in the flight home. That was one guy. As you can imagine, he got absolutely ripped to shreds.
He's not going to make it on the island, Chris. No way. Let me see.
Someone wrote, a boat, my wife, and some food. Sounds like a nice time. It's like, okay, fair enough.
Okay, yeah.
Satellite phone, a large tent, and food rations.
That's a pretty good
one. A large tent. You're on a desert island, don't be so fucking picky.
Feel like a 15-man tent.
And you spend like 4 days trying to assemble the cunt, and the first fucking typhoon and gust of wind gone. A wishing machine.
Look, come on.
Or is that a typo?
Come on,
a washing machine.
Doesn't matter what it is. Both of those are retarded and stupid.
Costco, Home Depot, and my house. a guitar. That's not bad. Tom Hanks, a Wilson volleyball. A porta potty.
Really, of all the things
these are terrible. These are terrible. I want like honest ones. I don't know. What about this? What if you? Here's a question. What three foods would you take to your desert island?
Three foods.
Yeah. So you have three foods. So you're going to survive on an island, but you're allowed to take three foods. I don't know. Well, let's not say they won't run out. They probably will, but you have a good supply of them. Okay. Any kind of foods.
So, like, obviously...
You could just say pizza if you want.
Well, it would be cold pizza, Chris. Yeah. I don't have a pizza oven out there.
You could heat it over a fire.
It's going to be difficult to get that the right consistency and stuff.
Oh, it's burnt all down the right side. I don't want it. Throw in the water.
I would probably take, like, something that doesn't perish.
Oh, good shout. Like spam.
Yeah. Or no.
Get spam.
Like, I was thinking like porridge or oats or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice. You can make that with water, yeah.
For a long time. Yeah, yeah. I take some porridge or oats.
Slow-release carbohydrates.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, good.
I'd probably take like, you know, the military packs?
Oh, yeah.
The biscuits that are just like...
Yeah, right enough. I seen that actually recently in The Walking Dead, them eating those packs, and I was like, that actually looks really good. They're eating like macaroni and cheese and chili out of a pack, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty good."
I would take all of that, and then I'd probably take.
I would tell you what I would take: some of this Cool White's premium raspberry lemonade, brought to you by R. White, not an ad.
Ralph White. I don't like it.
Water be good, generally.
Oh yeah, like it's unlimited water. Yeah. Probably, yeah. I would, yeah. One last thing.
Evian on tap. I would take
Ballygowan.
Just a big bottle of Ballygowan, please. Beer.
Beer would be, I mean, you drink your troubles away.
Yeah, but you'd be very dehydrated. True. Maybe a really vintage bottle of scotch or something.
True, you sip out of it like once a year.
I drop it.
You drink out of it once a year. Oh, this is beautiful, Chris. You drink a little bit, you drink like one half and once a year, and then when the bottle is finally empty, and you're like an old man, you write a note down, you put it in, and you throw it in the water. That's brilliant.
You drink it on the same day as well, at like sunset.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so depressing.
And then you leave your mark on the world with a letter in a bottle.
That's beautiful.
God, welling up just a little bit, that's thinking about it.
Yeah. I would take...
You can't use that. That is copyright, that whole thing. If I see a Netflix show based on that concept called 13 Drinks Why or something shit like that there, I would be raging.
That would be, I could see that'd be something they do. Oh,
God, this is how it's supposed to be settling, Chris. Squeaking away there.
First for the podcast. I would take, like you say, like kind of dehydrated foods that I could rehydrate with water.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good choice. Pasta would be a good one.
Pasta would be an excellent one.
Wouldn't it? Like, pasta goes with literally anything.
Raw pasta. And then I'd boil seawater to get salt for seasoning, Chris.
Oh, my God. For seasoning. Oh, my God. Oh my God! Nice bit of crab on top. We could do a real nice. Oh, we get some coconut milk. Nice. I don't know what the fuck we're making, but it could be real nice.
Those papayas.
Yeah. We find a wild boar and milk it. Make some cheese.
I don't think you can milk a boar. Even if you can.
That's just the sound of it. Let's find ragged wild beast on the island and milk it.
Oh, God.
Easy, boy. Easy. I just want to milk you.
Yeah, boy, you too. Good luck milking that. The cheese that comes out of that.
Oh,
joke.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I heard a lot of people saying they'd bring goats with them to the island for cheese and.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And shit.
Cheese and milk and stuff, I suppose.
Oh, God.
I really like the sound of this kind of crab tagging the telly we're going with here. It's very, very good.
Like a nice seafood paella.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oof. Delicious. Would you try to escape?
Yes. I think, one of my immediate things would be to set up a decent shelter. I would be chopping down trees and making myself a tidy wee shelter. And then as soon as I'm done with that there, as soon as I've got a nice base of operations, then I'm going to start building a raft.
Would you not just explore the island first?
Maybe. It depends how big it is.
The island could be huge.
Could
be a settlement.
I could find people. I could be on just the back end of one of the Canary Islands. I'm not realizing.
Yeah, it's a full resort.
Full resort, and I just
theme park. And you head off in the opposite direction, out to sea, as it were,
way in the middle of the Atlantic, never to be seen again.
Oh, that's terrible. I think after a while you would have to, wouldn't you? You'd have to take your chances.
I'd probably have to spend a lot of time planning, and I'd have to know where I am, because like, no point going out in a raft you don't know where the fuck you're going. Like,
how would you ever know though?
Well, if you knew like where you crashed.
But would you know?
You'd never.
Well, you'd have an idea, but
if you're flying from like, if we say you're coming down in a plane.
So like, if I said to you, you're flying from, I don't know, like fucking India to Thailand.
I'd probably be shipwrecked on one of the Papua New Guinea Islands.
Oh, right? Yes.
Off the coast of
well done, you'd head north Malaysia. By northeast.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. 5 or 6 weeks travel if you get there. Find a shipping lane. That's what they always say, isn't it? Shipping lane.
How?
I don't know.
It's not like, I just whip out my map of shipping lanes here and I get an idea about this.
I think most ships though nowadays, they have like a very kind of direct course they have to follow, don't they?
True, yeah.
Is it something like that?
It's, I think
something
it's all like GPS, that. So they're really accurate now, I suppose.
They have to follow like a certain lane. It's got a lane of traffic. It's like roads in the ocean, basically.
Ocean roads.
That'd be a good show.
It's like Ice Road Truckers.
Ice Road Truckers. That's exactly what it's in
Ocean
my head.
Road Truckers.
Yeah. Ocean Road.
Just follow these ships.
Ocean Road Captains.
Captains.
Surely you'd find
Captain
like a,
Jack Sparrow.
Surely you'd find like a fishing vessel or something.
Yeah, you'd stumble upon something.
Or you could just hit a really bad time, you know. You
have to go before monsoon season.
When was that?
I don't know. I'd spend a couple of years in the island and work it out, though.
Oh, God. You don't want to be there for monsoon season.
No way.
God, and if monsoon season comes, you want to be off the ground.
True, you want to be high up, Chris.
You could end up making a very cushy life for yourself. What if someone...
I don't think you could.
Do you not?
Nah.
Wow.
It'd never be cushy, like, you get it bearable.
It would be cushy to your own kind of experience. You wouldn't know much after a while.
This actually is kind of like a point I was reading about. Not a point, but a story I read about.
Oh, I love
about,
stories.
About this English dude and a random woman who... voluntarily stranded themselves on an island.
Why?
Well, this like dude just put up an ad in like a newspaper saying, "I want to strand myself on an island. I want to get away from it all." Like one of these fucking nutters. Okay. And he was like, "This, I want a woman. I want a woman to come with me." And this other complete nutter decided to go with him. And the pair of them went and lived out in this island.
What?
For like a year. I think 13 months is how long they lasted. Just, they brought a couple of things. They brought like some animals and stuff with them and a couple of supplies.
Just recent or?
Nah, like in the 60s or 70s or something like that. But yeah, so some people have done it. People have chosen to do this. Crazy as it may seem. And they didn't get too comfortable because they came back after 13 months.
Yeah.
Although there's this other dude here.
Maybe they just fought with each other like cat and dog.
There's this other guy who did it and I forget where he was from. I forget his name. I was going to write all this down, but I have another story I'm going to tell you. It's the best one I got. But
I love stories.
There's this guy and... he did the same thing. He went out and he stayed for like 5 years on the island. And then he like messed up his back one day and he was like basically couldn't move. And he managed to get like a passing yacht or something to give him a lift back to some island. Oh, what island did he go back to? It was one of the like not Easter Islands, but one of those islands like in Polynesia or something like that.
And there's a weird folk out there.
He got out and he got like help or whatever. He wanted to go back, but he couldn't. Well, he could, but he wound up getting like a wife and kids and all. So he stayed for a while. But then he went back for ages.
He went back to the island.
For like 14 years he went back and he lived there. And then he came back away from it again because he felt really ill. It turned out he had like colon cancer or something.
Oh, Jesus.
And so he died. What a fun story.
Wow, that was... not the ending I was expecting, no, but still, it shows that you can do it.
Can be done. Some people want to do it. But here's the interesting one, Chris. This is the one that...
There's more?
This is the story of Alexander Selkirk.
That is a name I would trust.
A Scot.
Yep.
A privateer.
What's a privateer?
Pirate.
Oh.
Yeah, like a fancy word.
A privateer.
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
One of these guys who goes like... but like, they're not... they're under...
they're under like a legion, like
like Francis Drake, from Uncharted. He was a privateer, so like the government knew about it, and they were like kind of like broke away. But he was basically just stealing stuff. But anyway, this is who the story of Robinson Crusoe is based on. It was this guy Alexander Selkirk? In September 1704, he had a bit of a feud with like the captain of his ship, saying it was too unsafe to keep going or whatever.
Where were they going?
I'll get this. Masatierra.
Okay.
Located in the uninhabited Juan Fernandez Archipelago.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't want to do it. So they said, that's grand, you don't have to do it. And they left them stranded on an island, leaving him with a musket, a hatchet, a knife, a cooking pot, a Bible, bedding, and some clothes.
Wow.
Selkirk immediately regretted his rashness, but he was refused to get back on board. And so at first he remained along the shoreline. This is what we talked about. You probably would do that there. Hoping for like deal, searching daily for rescue, suffering all the while from loneliness, misery, and remorse. Hordes of Hordes of raucous sea lions gathered on the beach for mating season and eventually drove him to the interior of the island. So basically, all these sea lions came back
to mate.
To mate.
And drove him inland.
Pretty much like the orgy of sea lions in front of him drove him
could
into
he
the
not
depths
have killed
of the
one?
Island. Probably killed a couple, but there was a lot of them, Chris. And they were all raiding, like, what are you going to do?
they're pretty vicious things.
I'm telling you, the raucous. R-A-U-C-O-U-S. It's a word I can't even pronounce. That's how intense
raucous,
this was.
Raucous. Racious.
Inland, he found feral goats, which gave him meat and milk, wild turnips, cabbage, dried pepper berries. He'd variety and spice. Rats would attack him by night.
Like, no, hang on. What size of rats? How many rats? Are we talking like packs of rats? That's terrible. Or is it like one or two rats?
I don't know. Rats would attack him. It doesn't matter. It was bad. So do you know what he did? He befriended some feral cats.
What?
Yeah, so he domesticated some cats and they kept the rats at bay.
No. What a lad.
Like,
wow.
He read his Bible often, sort of keep himself sane. He used his materials that he found in the island forge with his knife.
What's this guy's name?
Alexander Selkirk. Selkirk, like S-E-L-K-I-R-K.
Alexander Selkirk. S-E-L-K-I-R-K?
K-I-R-K, that's correct.
Thank you. Wow.
He built huts out of pepper trees. He hunted goats by knife and gun. And eventually he ran out of gunpowder, so he chased them down on foot.
Chasing a goat on foot. It's nearly as preposterous as milking a wild boar.
During once this chase, he was badly injured when he tumbled off of a cliff, lying helpless and unable to move for about a day.
Now, did he tumble off a cliff or was he pinned by a beechcraft?
He tumbled off.
I need to know the full story.
He tumbled off of a cliff, but his prey had cushioned his fall, sparing him a broken back.
Oh. Wow.
Childhood lessons learned from his father served him well. So when his clothes wore out, he made new ones from hair-covered goat skins, using a nail for sewing. As his shoes became unusable, he had no need to replace them since his toughened, calloused feet made protection unnecessary. He sang psalms and read from the Bible, finding it a comfort in his situation and a prop for his English.
Shit.
During his time on the island, two vessels came to anchor. Unfortunately for him, both were Spanish. And as a Scotsman and a privateer, he would have faced a grim fate if captured, and therefore he did his best to hide. Once he was spotted and chased by a group of Spanish sailors from one of the ships, his pursuers urinated beneath the tree in which he was hiding, but failed to notice him.
Holy shit.
What a time he had in this island.
God, it sounds like a retreat day.
It doesn't sound mad.
It sounds like a wonderful...
Hunting down some goats fucking fighting
befriending
off.
Befriending cats,
fighting off...
Hardened, calloused feet.
All these seals fucking going at each other.
And then lying under Spanish sailors' piss.
Above,
sir.
Yeah.
Oh, he was up in
the... He
was
in the tree and they were peeing on the tree below him.
That's crazy.
What
a man.
His long-awaited deliverance came on the 2nd of February 1709 by way of Duke, a privateering ship piloted by William Dampier. Thomas Dover led the landing party that met Selkirk. After 4 years and 4 months without human company, he was almost incoherent with joy. The Duke's captain and leader of the expedition was Woods Rogers, who mischievously referred to Selkirk as the governor of the island. The agile castaway caught 2 or 3 goats a day and helped restore the health of Roger's men who were suffering from scurvy.
Scurvy.
Yeah, they had the scurvy and he needed... Maybe you're right. Maybe they had too much of the fruit because he had to hunt down goats for them.
Yeah, they need like a rich diet.
They need protein or some shit like that.
Wow.
So yeah, so he was found by these people and then he caught them dinner. 3 goats a day. That's what he had to pay to get off the island.
That, what a life this man has led, dude.
It's insane, like... When he was rescued, he returned to privateering with a vengeance.
I need to see if this man has a book. Because I would buy that book.
Well, he is the inspiration for the story of Robinson Crusoe, so you could read that one, boy. I would give you an idea. But that is the ultimate Castaway story. That's where it all spawns out of. Like,
that's a wonderful place.
Yeah, a wonderful place. I'd love to go to see it. It's now called Robinson Crusoe Island.
Really?
That island, yeah. But then beside it, the one he actually was never on, is called Alexander Selkirk. So kind of a fuck you to him, but yeah, whatever.
I'm going to look him up after.
He's got
podcast,
an island named after him. So it's
not a bad situation. That's brilliant. Well done to Alexander Selkirk.
Yeah. Back in the 1700s, what a lad.
That's fantastic. What a great story. You always hit me with good stories.
Chris, I find these interesting stories now. Chris is going to love this.
It's as good as D.B. Cooper.
Nearly as good as D.B. Cooper. Well, you haven't heard the twist ending about his story, though. Oh God. He too boarded a plane. No. That's a lie.
He boarded a plane and demanded money and jumped and was never seen again. Anything else you need want to add to this?
I got a couple more jokey things for you, Chris. Oh, yeah, I think you'll enjoy them.
Yeah, keep it
light. Those rascals over at Reddit one day asked the question, you can bring 3 items to a deserted island.
Yeah.
But 3 items must rhyme.
Rhyme.
What are they?
So like wine, pine, straw, and...
Wine, pine,
and like turpentine.
Yeah.
It has to be like that? Yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
That's an awful thing to bring with you.
Absolutely. What is turpentine? It's like a cleaner.
I think it's like a cleaner.
It's an abrasive cleaner.
We'll do yours first.
God, I'm trying to think of one now. This is a heap of fun spot.
Hatchet, ratchet, and clank. No, it doesn't work.
So start off. So you need knife, wife, and quite possibly.
I
need machete, paschetti. No, I don't know.
Spaghetti.
So you had one axe.
Machete, spaghetti.
Oh.
And.
Oh, this is great. Machete, spaghetti, and.
Confetti?
For when we get off.
Yay! Yay!
That's great.
That's axe, harder than I think.
Axe. Packs. Just packs.
No, you're just, oh yeah, packs. Yeah.
Or I bring packs the convention to my island. P-A-X. Loads of people. They could leave then.
You could do an axe, a bunch of packs, and madam Rex.
This is harder than it seems. What if some people got
these people have got good ones. Okay, the first one's actually shit.
Okay.
A rat, a mat, and a hat.
Okay, I don't want that either.
Shortly followed by, I'm going to die.
Yep.
Boat, a weatherproof coat, and a well-fed goat.
Oh, that's
good. That's a good one. I think you do okay there.
Yeah.
Infinite supply of fresh water, my girlfriend's father's daughter, and meat fresh from the slaughter.
That's brilliant. Oh, I didn't know.
That's a good one.
This is like poetry now.
My girlfriend's father's daughter.
Yep.
So, it's his girlfriend's sister.
Yep.
He's not going to bring. Weird. Hose?
Hose? As in hose, like hose.
Hose.
Ho-ho-hose.
Hose, okay. Clothes, and dominoes.
Oh, that's good.
I assume the pizza and not the game.
Yeah, I would assume that too. That sounds like a fun island.
Sunscreen, chlorine, and kerosene. Chlorine tablets for water purification. There you have it. Did not know.
Kerosene for drinking, but no. That's fine.
A year's survival food, beer that's home brewed, and book on surviving solitude. Beautiful, that one.
That's, yeah.
Okay. I got better ones. Don't cut me off just yet. A blade, a spade, a kit. A blade, a spade, a kit of first aid.
That's the best one. Yeah,
I love that one. Yeah, giant snake, birthday cake, chocolate shake, water, all volumes of Harry Potter and Liam
Neeson's
daughter.
Pretty sure that there's from what was that last one?
What?
The birthday cake, giant snake.
Giant snake, birthday cake, chocolate shake.
That's the lyrics from Fairly Odd Parents.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure of it.
What a shout!
Yeah,
I'll get our researcher to check that out and. We can't confirm. That's
I'm
what
pretty
it is.
Sure it is. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and put my life on it.
This guy's gonna bring water, all volumes of Harry Potter, and Liam Neeson's daughter.
Oh.
So by the time he's done getting through the first two, the dad will have arrived to get them the fuck out of there. An armchair, some cookware, the whole state of Delaware. This is some fun, lighthearted stuff for all you guys out there, because we're not totally serious about this whole deserted island thing. Doesn't have to mean certain death, although it probably does. If you realistically, if you do get stranded on this island, you know,
giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate shake.
Ah, right. Wow. Oh, he missed out on large fries.
What a fantastic shout that was. Wow. I am good. I know my 90s shit.
Creative food. Smarter.
Anything else you want to add?
Christopher, there's so many things I want to add. Well, here's one thing I wanted to add, actually. I want to ask you this question.
Please do.
I want to ask you this.
Is this about survival and desert island?
Kind of.
Okay.
Would you buy an island? Bear with me here.
Okay.
Now, it's not a deserted island, right? Okay. We're kind of past that now. But do you like the idea of like going to like remote as fuck, like,
I think there's a pyramid scheme.
No, for only $15 a month.
Okay.
No. So, like going like to the remotest part of the world where there's like just this like random island, tiny little piece of land,
yeah,
out in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, but yep, you could buy it. They'd be, yep, like, not there's like $50,000 and you own that land.
Yep.
That is your island.
Yep.
Would you buy it?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
And you have to get everything out there. You have to build, yeah, a house. You have to make your home,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, where is buttfuck nowhere?
Well, Chris, it's not local.
Like, is it going to be like Antarctica buttfuck nowhere? Because it's
cold land in a while. We'll make it tropical. A, yeah, tropical
100%
island.
100%. I'm there.
You're there?
Yeah.
I think, well, that's pretty cool too. I would you? I probably would.
Yeah.
Because I want to have my own island, Chris.
I think it would just be nice to own and govern your own island.
Yeah.
Could you make it a country? No.
I don't know if anyone would recognize you as a country, but I certainly would.
Yes, you know.
And if we both get islands, I'll recognize you if you recognize me.
100%. We have to trade.
For sure.
This is how things start.
Yeah. Okay. We can have like you know when there's like NATO? We can have just...
Potato. Yeah. But this is weird to think that that's how things like this start. Two guys just wanting to buy islands. Next thing they start trading. Next thing fucking Timmy wants an island.
Do you know who we should talk to? We should talk to those ones in Armagh who won
the
lottery.
Fuck, you have the best ideas sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you give us $5,000 so we can buy an island?
We'll get them an island as well.
Yep.
And then we'll leech off of them. And we'll make a trade network, Chris, that will rival America.
That rival, well...
The world.
Why stop? Have our very own Brexit.
It's always been my dream.
Ever since it started, I've always wanted to have my own. You can join me and then try to leave. And I'll just keep...
No, we'll just make it awkward as fuck. We've talked about it for years and nothing will actually get done. It'll be great.
That's great. Yo, I would buy an island.
All right. Well, I'll make some phone calls. I'll talk to some people.
Talk to Francis in Moira.
There's bound to be like millionaires who have their own island.
There is. Richard Branson had one. It was destroyed.
It
was destroyed in, was it like, it wasn't like Ophelia, but one of those big storms that like battered out here first and then made its way to us. Oh, it was absolutely wrecked.
Shit. Imagine losing it, and that would be heartbreaking.
Yeah. A couple of big people like that.
Don't think I can take that pain.
Excellent. Well, this is the Empty Promise podcast. We hope that you don't find yourself stuck with us anytime soon.
There's one for you. One thing you could bring to a desert island. Just like all of our episodes of the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
That would tide you over for about a week.
Imagine getting to know our podcast as well as you know a song that you're singing along to the podcast.
Fair enough.
You're just saying what we say. That'd be fucking weird.
I feel bad for you people.
I feel terrible.
If that's what's happening.
Thank you for tuning in. Island. Remember, you can find this podcast and take us with you on the go. Anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere.
Any podcast listening device, mm-hmm, and software. D, it's been a long time. What did you get up to over the Christmas break? Let me know.
It was a quiet Christmas, Chris. The type of Christmas you want, to be honest. A nice, yeah, quiet, easy going, no fuck about Christmas.
Okay. Such as? So start Christmas Eve for me.
We did, we had everyone went down, the whole family were down. We all did our Secret Santa.
Oh, yes.
Give around our gifts, our presents.
Yeah.
I got about six shirts out of Jack Jones.
Oh, nice.
It was actually hilarious. Kept open. I just kept this kept coming, Chris.
I love that.
It was good. It was a lot. It was a very positive feel.
Nice.
It's good.
I didn't open any Christmas presents on Christmas Eve this year.
You saved them all.
I normally do. Day. Yeah. But I saved them all. It was good.
It was good. Yeah.
It was very good. Yeah.
It's always better when you have kids in the house.
It is. Yeah. That kind of excitement, the whole Santa thing, it was very nice.
Have Santa come.
Indeed. Yeah. Christmas Day. Do you have a nice dinner?
We had a lovely dinner. Delicious.
Yeah.
Didn't even take a nap this year.
Neither did I.
Because I watched how I was eating the food. I didn't eat too much too fast. We had dessert about 4 hours after dinner.
Oh, we did something very, very similar. Yeah. I had dinner, waited a long time, and then it was like, we could go for something sweet. Let's have the dessert.
Yeah.
So,
we had dinner. We watched Home Alone was on.
Brilliant.
And then we watched...
what was on, Chris?
The thing that came on right after it. The Jungle Book was on.
Yes.
The live action. Watched adaptation. It. Very good.
It's a very good movie.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. It's very good indeed. Do you just stay at the house all day?
All day.
Oh, it's such
refused
a nice...
Refused to move. Didn't get out of my lounge pants once.
That's like that's the dream. Yeah. Even outside of Christmas, that's just
that
the
is dream,
dream,
my friend. That is the dream. That night, I sat up and played Red Dead Redemption.
Did you get Red Dead?
Got Red Dead. Laura got me Red Dead.
Oh, what a present. What's it like?
It's good.
It's good.
I'm about like 25% through it, Chris.
Nice.
I've been out for years.
Yeah.
It feels like years, but it's been good, yeah.
Is that what you're playing? Is that what you've been playing over the Christmas break?
More or less, yeah, when I get time.
Nice.
I play a bit of that.
PS4, Xbox?
PS4. Got the Steelbook.
Oh, boy, yes.
It's good. It's treating me well.
Very nice.
Treat me very well.
Very nice.
Also got Mario Kart Deluxe.
What do you think?
On the Swatch.
What do you think?
Very good, yeah. Had some fun times on it. Haven't really committed myself to it yet, like I did on the Wii, but I will eventually get around to doing
that. I'd like to commit myself. I'd like just a couple of days, a day or a weekend of just non-stop Mario Kart.
Just wreck
that game. Yeah.
It's just destroy it.
Fucking wreck the game.
But nice. That was it. And then I went back up to Belfast shortly after that there. Met up with Laura.
Nice.
Did our thing.
Up Belfast on Christmas Day?
No, like
a couple days after Christmas. Yeah, very nice.
Did stuff. New Year's was quiet as well.
See him.
Didn't go out.
No.
Didn't go out. We were up in Belfast, so we just drove up onto like the Black Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Just drove way up.
Watched the fireworks. That's class.
It's fucking awesome.
Very nice.
Sweet, Chris.
Yeah, I didn't go out myself New Year's Eve. Just
Did
don't
see. Jules Holland?
No.
A night in with Jules? No.
No. Just a couple of drinks in the house.
That's it. That's all you want, Chris.
Take away. Chilled out.
Beautiful.
I was exhausted coming in.
I had a Domino's actually on New Year's Eve.
What I have? I think I might have had a Chinese. I'm not too sure.
Oof, not too bad.
Not sure what I had. I forget.
Not too
now.
Shabby, my
not
friend.
Too shabby. Mine was very quiet. Again, similar. I got some nice gifts, some clothes, you know, the usual. I got a couple of games that I'm now playing. It's kind of rekindled my love for games.
That's good.
I went a phase there, like right before Christmas, where I kept making the excuse I didn't have time to play games, and it put me off playing them. You know, now I'm back. Now I'm putting as much time as I can into them, especially the Switch. I got Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Oh yeah,
it's just a fucking brilliant Wii game.
Yeah.
I got Let's Go Pikachu. It's just a lovely
it's just
game.
Pokemon, like,
yeah. And Smash.
Super Smash.
Which is just a fun game with
you enjoying
lots of
it?
People. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Got another Switch controller as well, which came in very...
The Joy-Con
very,
one?
No.
The standard
one. And got Little Nightmares for the PS4.
Yeah, you were saying you've always wanted that.
Lovely Wii game.
Great.
Very nice game. I think it's what Limbo is like, but I never played Limbo.
Oh yeah, Limbo's a good game.
Creepy game as well.
Really enjoyed Limbo.
Very creepy game. But that's what I'm playing. I've done nothing over Christmas. I binge-watched and caught up with The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah?
Which was excellent.
Really?
Excellent. See, I was very far behind, so right where I left off, I had just met Negan.
That's where I left off.
Have you seen anything after that?
Couldn't pay me to watch that show now. I've had it all spoiled because I just don't care.
Oh, but you have to see it. Oh man, it's. I
literally one day I just went on Wikipedia and read the whole story.
I knew something that was coming up, and then it happened, and you couldn't prepare me in a million years for the way they did it. It is the most brutal, gory thing I have ever seen in my life. And holy shit. Holy shit.
I watched that one myself.
Incredible. Yeah. It's very well done.
Something else.
So I watched that season. I actually enjoyed that season just for Negan.
Yeah, apparently he's very good. Yeah.
Very good. So that's what I binge watched, and then I got like a couple of DVDs. I haven't even put them in. I got Dunkirk.
Oh, nice.
But I'm purchasing myself a sound bar and maybe some surround sound.
Good, yeah.
So I'm going to make a commitment. And I got a couple of 4K. We got
DVDs.
Yeah.
Blu-rays.
Yeah, so Deadpool 2. So I can't wait to watch that again. Just
brilliant.
I also got a lava lamp.
Good.
It's great. I just wanted the lava lamp.
I recently set up my lamp in my room again. I missed it. I like it. I like having a low level of light.
It's a great...
In the room.
Can I see it?
No, I can't.
It's just darkness out there.
Yeah, it's just darkness out there. Australia will be coming around now soon. I had such a chill Christmas. Do you have anything nice to eat? Or?
I'll tell you what Laura got me for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, tell me that. Tell me
48 bars of Snickers.
Wow.
48, is that? Yeah. I think this is the one.
Holy shit.
48 gram bars of Snickers.
Holy shit.
Box that you get in the shop.
That's a crazy amount of Snickers.
That's a lot of Snickers, guys. Holy. Especially whenever you've made a New Year or planning to make a New Year's resolution not to eat any more crap food.
Well, oh, is that why you're not eating Snickers tonight?
No, I just forgot about it. Just to that moment there.
You take it with you when you leave.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Because I'm short on Snickers at the moment.
Wow.
As you can imagine.
49. So, wow, that's a shitload of Snickers, man.
But otherwise, food-wise, you know, I tried there last night, actually. Mm. Domino's are doing this D-Light pizza.
What the hell is that?
It's an Italian-based pizza with low-fat sauce and low-fat cheese.
Is it good?
No. Don't bother. The cheese is very stringy. The sauce is not tasty. Just if you're looking for low calorie Domino's, get regular Italian based regular sauce.
It cuts the calories by a good bit. That
like. And just get cheese.
Don't get double cheese.
Don't get double cheese. Just get cheese. That's not that much more.
Or get double cheese.
And just get a small instead of a medium. Yeah. Get a tasty small rather than a medium.
Yeah.
Which good. What would you get with the?
The a sexy small.
Recently, I discovered that a Five Guys has opened on the Boucher Road, which is literally 10 minutes from my house.
Have you had one?
I've had two.
It's the fries.
Delicious.
The fries, D. So the fries, good. Oh my God.
It costs like 25 to 30 quid each time.
It's scandalous what it costs.
But it's so good.
We went to that one. We said we weren't going to because it opened that one up in Rushmere.
Oh yeah.
And it was so busy the first couple of days to open or whatever. And we were like, oh, we'll probably not go there. And then we walked by one day. It was quite empty. We went in. It was great. The next week we had one. The week after that we had one again. Again, like 30 quid just at a time. Just
it's tough to walk past.
Take my money. See the milkshakes?
Oh. Did you get the bacon bits?
Yeah, I did.
I've heard it's very good.
It is good. And the chocolate milkshake with whipped cream is just something else. Oh my God.
Supreme.
Yeah, and the burgers are great as well. It's a great place.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't fault it.
We're a fan of Five Guys.
And they have the Coke refill station.
I know, yeah. You can get my Dr. Pepper and my Dr. Pepper vanilla.
Yes. Coke Zero, vanilla, and cherry. Oof. Like it's a thing.
They have everything. Mix it all together.
Oh, it's such a great thing in the world to have it.
It's a fun place to be.
I know.
Didn't realize we'd get so hyped up on Five Guys.
How would you have bad Mexican food or something, you say?
Yeah, we'd bad Mexican food. Well, it was good.
The food was good.
The food was good.
It just didn't sit well.
I mean, you have to deal with Mexican food. I mean, we've all dealt with it at one stage and another in our lives.
Yeah. Put me off Mexican food for years. Whenever I had it once.
And it's just a nasty experience the following morning, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's just it.
Anything else wild over Christmas?
Not that I can think of, Chris, to be honest with you. I'm back at work. You know, that sucks.
Yeah, same. I'm back as well. But, I was back like the day after Boxing Day. So I hated it in a way, but I was glad of it in another. Was just straight back, hit the ground running.
True.
Let's go.
I went back on New Year's Eve. Just to give me a day back at it.
Right, okay.
And then I had
two days you working off. From home previous?
No, I was all. I
just off? Just
Christmas
off?
Week off. I went back New Year's Day, and then that gave me a bit of a warm-up, and then I had 2 days after New Year's.
Yeah.
Took those, and then this is my first full week back, and it has been long.
Yeah.
It's been long.
This has been a dreadfully long week, as is. I found I've been back at work, and it's still been one of the longest weeks of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I go on holidays now in like 3 weeks, and I can't wait.
Do you?
Yeah, nice. I cannot wait. We also have our friend's wedding coming up as well.
That's right, the end of the month. Yeah. I'm going to Dublin next weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
You just know it's going to be good.
I just know it's going
just
to be
good. Just up for a weekend?
Just up for the weekend.
Fantastic. Any plans up in Dublin?
I was looking today, actually.
You going to do Guinness tour?
I'm going to try and do the Guinness tour. Yeah, it's like €18 a ticket.
Worth it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I haven't done it myself, but from what I hear, it's 100% worth it.
Probably do it. We're going to do the zoo. Dublin Zoo.
I want to hear your opinion of Dublin Zoo, because everybody says it's better than Belfast now. And the last time I went to Dublin Zoo years ago, it was such a letdown. So I need to...
Years ago, like whenever we were kids, years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember loving it.
I hated them.
I loved it.
I hated them.
I loved it.
I always loved Belfast Zoo.
I like Belfast Zoo. It's pretty good, but it's like, it, you know...
It's very short.
It's a small zoo.
Yeah, it's just like...
But there's a hill on it.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to that. Fantastic. We're probably going to do just the touristy things to see those different places. Temple Bar, all that shit.
The Spire.
The Spire.
Yeah, O'Connell Spire. Street, you know. I think that's it. I don't think I did anything else. I thought I had so much to talk to you about over Christmas. And then it was just like,
Christmas, it's been quiet.
It has been quiet.
We're debating, do we rewatch Game of Thrones? Because the new one's coming out in April. The final season begins in April, Chris.
I think I'm just going to wait for the final season to come and go and then rewatch the whole thing.
Yeah. Probably a good show.
I need something to watch now as well. I think I'm just going to buy the next Walking Dead.
Fair enough.
I'm just in that frame of mind.
Parks and Rec again.
I want to start It's Always Sunny.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I know.
Started.
I just don't have anything else. I have a couple of film recommendations that I have to get to as well, and I can't bring myself.
I need to get myself
a nice sound bar, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so. That's it.
Get holidays over me first, and then I'll hit the ground running. The ground running with wild purchases I do not need.
But that's it, lad.
That's it. Yeah, it's good. It's good getting back to this.
Yeah, we're back at it.
We will again, excuse the phrase again, but we'll hit the ground running next week with an even better podcast. We are back with, speaking of that tonight, you know what would make a good topic for a podcast? What about you know the way we have like the series, the conspiracy series that we're obviously going to get back into?
Yep.
What about like the survival story series?
We talk about people surviving and
like harrowing,
crazy odds.
Like, you know, like Touching the Void, that story, and then like Aaron Ross and 127 Hours.
What's Touching the Void?
Touching the Void is two guys went to climb K2. And they were tethered to each other, and they were coming, I think, back down the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And they were caught in like a storm or something. No, he couldn't hear his friend, and he thought his friend had died. Couldn't hear him. He thought he had fallen or died, and he cut the line.
Yeah, and he fell.
He fell. He broke like both his knees or whatever. His friend went on down, didn't see him, and then it's that guy's story. He crawled down the mountain, essentially. Such a fucking survival story. Like,
it's mad. Like,
yeah, so it's very good. I watched like a full documentary on YouTube one time. Very, very good.
We should do that. We should do that for like one of our next ones.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just do survival stories.
Survival stories.
How to survive your January? No, maybe not.
You doing dry January? Or
I have. I've done it so far. I haven't planned to do it.
I haven't.
Have you not?
No, I had, I think last, the weekend past there, I just had a bottle of wine.
Just one bottle of wine?
Yeah, see, I'm trying to get bottles of wine picked for the wedding. So I want to...
You're a wine drinker?
Yeah, red wine. Only red wine. Not white wine, not rosé, but I like red.
I don't like wine.
I like red wine. I like this one. That Castillero del Diablo.
Oh,
very, very
del Diablo.
Just runs off the tongue, you know? So I'll probably get a bottle this weekend as well. Try them and then hopefully get those.
Yeah, off your fucking nut on wine.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
Hey, something about wine.
So, yeah. So a lot of wedding planning starting as well.
Fair enough. I can ramp that up, Chris.
Ramp that up big time, and then and then it'll continue whenever we get back from holidays. I just can't wait to go on holidays.
It's gonna stop, Chris.
Can't fucking wait, you know.
It's gonna be your life for the next.
It's gonna be my life, yeah.
Fucking year and a bit.
That's gonna be my life for the next
somebody
year.
At the door.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been the Empty Promise podcast. We hope it has found you well.
Let's wrap this up before I have to smell that.
Thank you for joining us on episode 72. We think could be 71, not too sure. But we'll see you all bright-eyed, bushy-tails next week for what will be the official Empty Promise podcast.
Episode 73.
Three or four or one or two. We don't know. Goodbye and God bless. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Good God, that's fucking
hot. That's rancid, Chris. It's like gone off cheese.
Oh my God, it's fucking terrible. Oh.